Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in, my friends. It is the front lines of the InfoWar. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours today. We've got Mike Adams, the health ranger, to break down a host of big government police state issues against milk, other whole foods, vegetables. He's also got an article out today, 10 reasons that liberals, progressives, and others are supporting Ron Paul as he continues to surge in the polls. I see a report out via the Atlantic Magazine that Homeland Security is monitoring the New York Times and Drudge Report. Well, yes, last year Bob Barr sued because they were given intel that Homeland Security spies on Infowars.com, Alex Jones, Drudge Report, and they basically declared national security in that case. But then we later learned that indeed they are monitoring the sites. And Janet Napolitano, Miss Napolitano, came out and said, oh, I don't like being called a troll on the Drudge Report, which she's not called a troll on there. But you've got to understand that Drudge every week links to our articles as well. It is the biggest news site out there in the world. And, I mean, is it supposed to creep everybody out that, ooh, the government now monitors all talk radio? Remember that Homeland Security announcement last year? And, ooh, they monitor the news websites. Oh, boy, they're watching us. Yeah, we're watching you ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. and launder the money. We're watching you engage in all of your activities. We're the good guys, you're the bad guys, and we're exposing it. We're watching you have Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three in al-Qaeda, dying secretly at the Pentagon. We're watching the government get the underwear bomber on the plane 2 Christmases ago. We're watching the government 6 months ago put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya. We're watching governments worldwide injecting kids with vaccines that kill them. So we're watching you, and we're glad you're watching us because a lot of your people are not evil. They're compartmentalized, and guess what happens when they watch us? Just like that movie, The Lives of Others, based on an East German Stasi spy, that's a true story, his spying on political dissidents actually woke him up and made him join them. And that's actually one of the reasons that East Germany fell first and started the fall of the old Soviet Union, was because the spies were actually looking at the anti-communist material, and it made a lot of sense. So even though it's illegal that you spy on us, open source stuff's not illegal, but use our tax money to collate it, even though you do spy on stuff that's not open source and is illegal, and I don't like it, the fringe benefit is, the silver lining is that it's only going to backfire on you. I'm not glad the National Defense Authorization Act passed, overturning the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Look, you can't pass tyranny. You can't legalize total corruption. So you've just illustrated to everyone how right we've been, how right I've been, Ron Paul, and countless others, G. Edward Griffin, Stuart Rhodes, the list goes on and on. You know, thousands of patriots, Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, Drudge Report, Matt Drudge. I mean, the list goes on and on of people that have been concerned about this. And we're called kooks and crazies and fringe, and now it's all happening. And so all of you that defended the corrupt status quo, because the status quo is racing, galloping corruption and getting away with it. Those of you that have tied your pony to that, those of you that have signed on and put all your eggs in that basket, good, good for you. You've chosen to suck at the fetid breast of the New World Order she-demon. Not me. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got some special reports that I was going to air on the nightly news tonight. We're going to premiere Darren McBreen's Man on the Street, Do Americans Want War with Iran piece. We got a bunch of guests coming up. Newt Gingrich confronted on Bohemian Grove. Great job of We Are Change.
Big Brother. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are going to have an absolutely jam-packed transmission for you today on this Thursday, 12th day of January, 2012. What I want to do is just briefly read some of the headlines here. Then I want to get into the latest on Iran and the covert war now admitted by the United States and Israel. Remember, I was a conspiracy theorist 5 years ago saying that the U.S. and Israel were assassinating and blowing stuff up in Iran. Even a few months ago, the mainstream said it wasn't true. But now Fox News, New York Times, Ynet News out of Israel, Jerusalem Post, top Israeli general, they admit it all. There you go. So I told you the war with Iran is on, and it's going on currently and accelerating towards blockades and embargoes and open, hot army against army war, not just asymmetrical. And Iran is saying they're going to start attacking Israelis. So it's off to the races. And people say, well, what side are you on? I'm not on any side except freedom. And I'm tired of the endless wars. They only lead to more wars and killing Iranians and blowing up their military bases. They're going to respond. You know, it's like asking when a bolt of lightning strikes a house and it catches on fire, what side are you on? Well, I'd rather the bolt of lightning not strike the house and set it on fire at 2 a.m. and burn up the family inside. I'm against calamity. I just don't think war is always sexy and cool and the way to go. Now, if you're being attacked, if you're having your liberty taken, if you're being overtaken, then you have a right to defend yourself. It's funny, though, when we have this foreign global corporate government that's taken over America and is militarizing the police against us and overthrowing our Bill of Rights and Constitution, engaging in classical tyranny, oh, I'm supposed to just sit here and take it, or I get put on extremist list for just being what you'd call an Americana. Just, you know, Americana. 57 Chevys. Freedom, private property, Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, you know, Second Amendment, John Wayne, leave me alone. I mean, it is that simple. And so I'm the bad guy. Ron Paul for being a classical, what made America great. I mean, if you know what the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence is, what it stands for, it's very simple, then you love Ron Paul. But in this world where the criminals run things, to be patriotic, to be common sense, is revolutionary and is threatening. And Ron Paul, I've got some of the video clips we'll play later. You know, he's been giving speeches saying, hey, they call me a kook and weird stuff because they can't intellectually face me on the issues. This isn't a guy that needs a teleprompter. This is a guy that actually is obsessed with information. You know, the other candidates are like, what do you do when you're at home on the weekend? I watch football. Everybody's like, ooh, that's manly. Ron Paul's, well, when I'm not spending time with my family after they go to bed, you know, I'm reading textbooks. I'm reading history books. I'm reading economics. People are like, huh? That's boring. That's not manly to actually know how things work. No, that is as manly as it gets. Men are supposed to be informed. Men are not supposed to be silly and mindless. Children historically are obsessed with little ball games and acting tough and petty celebrities. Historically, women have been associated with that. Not that there haven't been a lot of serious women, but it's always been kind of allowed for women to be into things like that. Men are supposed to be serious and involved and informed. At least in free and great civilizations are known by that hallmark of stoic, aggressive, serious, informed men who see it as manly to be able to speak five languages and who know history and who are ready, if you challenge their honor, to go out in the street and have a sword fight with you to the death. That's what marks real civilizations, is men who are ready to die on an instant's notice for what they stand for. Our most manly aren't even hold a shadow to our predecessors. This is what we've turned into, is a bunch of arrested development, gibbering monkeys. I see grown men who have imprinted on sitcoms and dramas who think acting silly and acting stupid is cute and funny. And you wonder why our civilization is in free fall right now. Because men are not being men. We're being taught to act like little boys with feminizing hormones pumped into us. By the way, I've been telling you for more than 12 years since I discovered public scientific documents and interviewed people like Dr. Blaylock and others that bisphenol A is massively causing cancer. Big study out today, mainstream news. We're forcing it out there. Every breast tumor that's cut into is filled with the bisphenol A. It is what is killing our women. And I just look at my wife and I just care about her, and I like her, and I like I like parts of her body, and I just think about the nightmare of her. You know, I mean, so much of my family's had breast cancer, and her family, and just my grandmother has it, and it's just like I am so angry. I am so angry that they knew, and I've shown you the documents, that this chemical out of thousands they could have used does this, and they do it, and then I come out here and warn women, and I get made fun of by ABC, CBS, Media Matters, hundreds of publications conservatively, that I'm making fun of gay people because I point out this makes men feminine and gives women breast cancer. It isn't funny, okay? And listen, the system knows this, and I've had enough of it, so I'm going to be getting to that report coming up later. I will cover that. And we've got a lot of other important news, and there's all these brain disorders popping up. I mean, they've got reports about whole high schools just full of children now who suddenly are gibbering and have Tourette's-like syndromes and stuff. It's the chemicals, folks. They're killing us. This is eugenics. This is death. And you're never going to hear the environmental groups that are government-funded and foundation-funded talk about this. They'll never talk about real environmental issues when we have environmental Armageddon going on. On the genetic front, the chemical front, everything. They'll tell you, oh, it's carbon dioxide that's 0.0390 in its highest levels. In fact, guys, let me double-check that number. Pull up. Percentage of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, please, for viewers on PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners can do it themselves. It is 0.0390 in its highest concentrations in lowland areas. In highland areas, it's as low as 0.0360. And it's the lowest ever recorded from the ice core samples, the mud bog samples, the shale samples. We are in a desperate situation. There's even a new... Most of the ancient plants have all died because they need more carbon dioxide. They're dying all over the world and being phased out. There's a new types of plants that are newer in the Earth's development that can operate with almost no carbon dioxide. And many scientists we've had on have said that the Earth could die because of this. Like Mars once had oceans all across it and undoubtedly looks like life. And it lost its atmosphere. It lost its carbon dioxide. You want to off-gas our atmosphere? I mean, this is, I mean, that's why so many scientists say it's like a foreign entity is running this and wants to destroy the Earth or something. Well, yeah, it's called the devil. You can call me superstitious, whatever. I mean, what else is it? They're not worried about all these real environmental problems. They've got us freaking out over carbon dioxide. I mean, what a sickening joke. Okay, I'm ranting. I just, look at this. Covert war on Iran, prudent strategy. This Ynet News out of Israel. Former Israeli defense official tells New York Times, ambiguous policies are best when it comes to efforts to prevent all-out war with Iran. Tehran says retaliation will reach beyond region. Here's another one. IDF chief of staff affirms Israeli responsibility for Iran covert war assassinations. Fox News. Oh, I told you this 5 years ago. I told you it would build. The war's already on. Three, and now Iran says they're going to respond. That's called war. When Iran lays there and takes it, it's called a turkey shoot. Three U.S. warships patrol waters near Strait of Hormuz. Pentagon denies movement of aircraft carriers is linked to Iran tensions. Yeah. Well, that's an amazing photo there on the cover of this. It's got like some stealth fighter they're launching off the carrier deck. Wow, that's neat looking. Really neat, though, is the war. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, scroll down a little bit so they can see that plane. Thanks. And then right here, newspaper calls for killing Israelis in retaliation for nuke scientist assassination. That's Infowars.com, a link to the official Iranian news. And they're saying, the guy appointed by the supreme leader is saying that they need to start targeting Israelis. Jerusalem Post is also reporting on it. So it's on. It is on. I hope we can turn this around, but it's on right now. And it's escalating fast. And it just goes on and on here with these reports. U.S. military moves carriers into the region. That's just some of what we're going to be covering today. 12 infected with new strain of swine flu. Oh, and it's particularly deadly. But don't worry, they're going to have some vaccines for you. And all over the country and all over the world, they've got labs producing super airborne weaponized bird flu, swine flu. And then having trucks drive it around all over the United States to hundreds of labs. Well, actually, when they had that FedEx turnover a few years ago, they said it was going to 5,000 labs plus. It was like 5,400 labs. And they were mailing weaponized airborne bird flu around. Remember that one? As it was just the New York Times on Monday. What was their headline? It was Engineering Doomsday. And how this will kill 90%+ of those that come in contact with it. And the government's making it. And again, oh, but that's not the threat. It's the carbon dioxide in Iran. I mean, folks, this stuff ever gets out, most of us right now sitting here are dead. You won't get the flu and get sick. You and your family will all be dead. Like as in under the ground, as in no pulse. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is massive news coming up. Coming up in the next segment, we've got Man on the Street. Do Americans want to attack Iran? Incredible report. Well, with Darren McBreen coming up. Not only is he a great reporter, the graphics he comes up with is what I'm saying is really incredible. And if you're a radio listener, you can go watch the free video stream at Infowars.com, top right-hand corner. You can only watch 20 minutes of the show at a time there because we haven't set up the bandwidth yet, but soon we're going to have the daytime three-hour radio show / TV completely free for folks in the lower res quality, the higher res and full archives, and then the nightly news and all the films and all the rest of it are for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let me just do this because I'm going to get into some really hardcore news in the next segment, some stuff that's pretty scary, but we've got to admit what's happening so that we can do something about it to stop it. So in the gloom and doom is the solution. In admitting reality and explaining that the direction we're going in is the wrong direction is the only hope we have to turn things around. We also have more media clips from the establishment press, the dinosaur press, telling us Ron Paul still can't win and didn't really get second place in New Hampshire and really treating their viewers like sheep. Very condescending. Hey, guys, that's why every month you lose more viewers. And we gain viewers and readers and listeners, and the Drudge Report does, and every other alternative media system grows while you shrink. Go look at the numbers. You're fully aware of them. So just continue doing what you're doing. And no amount of SOPA Act is going to put the genie back in the bottle. You think you're going to team up with the government to shut down your competition, the truth, against your lies? Sorry, the truth sells 1,000 to 1 to lies, okay? So I'll keep selling the truth. I don't need teleprompters. I don't need to think about what I said yesterday to match it up today because I'm telling the truth. Do I make mistakes occasionally? You bet. And we correct them when we do. But we're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to be as accurate as we can. We're seeking after reality. You are seeking after lies and disassembling and manipulation and gatekeeping and telling everybody what to do and being control freaks. And you belong to the dustbin of history. Let me get some positive news right now, though. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, and I want to do a report on this tonight or tomorrow night in detail in the nightly news. It's just looking at the Hubble photos and other systems. An otherworldly discovery, just to give you an idea of how big the universe is. Because we can basically only see down the block. We don't even know what comes after that. And now with these radio telescopes and other systems, They've discovered billions of other planets, and many of them, off of the scans they're getting, appear to be Earth-like, covered with water. We know that some of the moons of Saturn have ice covering them and have water under them, and there's volcanic activity, which means there's hot water. That's just so amazing. Astronomers said Wednesday that each of the 100 billion stars in the Milky Way, that's just our galaxy, and there's hundreds of billions of galaxies photographed. Astronomers said Wednesday that each of the 100 billion stars in the Milky Way probably has at least one companion planet, on average, adding credence to the notion that planets are as common in the cosmos as grains of sand on the beach. The finding underscores a fundamental shift in scientific understanding of planetary systems in the cosmos. Our own solar system, considered unique not so long ago, turns out to be just one among billions. Yeah, there's hundreds of billions. Until April 94, there was no other known solar system, but the discoveries have slowly mounted since then. The Kepler Space Telescope, designed for planet hunting, now finds them routinely. Planets are the rule rather than the exception, said the lead astronomer, Arnaud Cassin, at the Institute of Astrophysics in Paris. Let's try to get him on. I want scientists. I want to look at the beauty of the universe and the magic and the depth of it. It's unending. I want to talk more about the amazing beauty all around us while we cover what the globalists are doing to contrast the establishment system that's trying to keep us tied down with Britney Spears and all this cultural death and ugliness. I mean, it's such a con game. It's a joke. Because for me, when I think about the limitlessness of time and the depths of the universe and the depths of beauty and goodness and creativity and the depths of honor and decency and humanity and all the good deeds that outweigh the bad, it just makes me marvel and have no fear of death. We're just part of something so huge. And here's another report out of AFP. World's tiniest frogs found in Papua New Guinea. They find hundreds of new species every week. Wow, we're going to talk some more about this later. And I'll get into the really dark stuff on the other side. Across the board, we're going to be breaking it down, including new developments in North Korea.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here, back Sundays 4 to 6 as well, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, also on XM. Channel 166 and number one on the podcast and audio streams on the web for radio, Infowars.com. And, of course, simulcasting the video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also go out on WWCR, 100,000-watt global shortwave service to the world. And I get letters from missionaries in Central Africa and people in the Himalayas. It's just wild what the shortwave does as well. People listening in villages and on ships at sea, and I've gotten calls from weather stations in Antarctica and in the Arctic, from the northern ice cap to the southern ice cap and beyond. it's wild. It's wild to realize we talk every week in the aggregate with all different forms and transmissions to 15 million souls. What a responsibility. And I do not claim that I am up to the challenge, but I'm here, I'm on the field, and I'm doing the best I can. And I thank you all for your prayers. When you consciously realize you're standing in front of millions of people and that the world is in such dire straits and that we have so much potential to turn it around, it is mind-blowing. Okay, Let me just get into Iran now, then I'll get into the other news and then open the phones up. Then we have Mike Adams coming on, and also Luke Radowski confronted Newt Gingrich in one of the most powerful little confrontations. He brought up Bohemian Grove, and Gingrich just said, you're basically insane, it doesn't exist. Newt Gingrich is in two of the annals of Bohemian Grove that we got from widows of Bohemian Grove members. And he's been one of the key speakers there, and we have all the proof of that in the video that Luke Radowski and We Are Change put out that's up at Infowars.com right now. And it's just very interesting to see a nudie playing a little game with his little devil smile and saying, you're insane, doesn't exist. Thinking that people watching are ignorant. Everything they do counts on you not having open eyes. Everything they are. Why do the globalists have the owl as their symbol? Sure, in Greek mythology, it means wisdom, and it means that as well. But for them, the owl sees in the dark. You don't. You're a little mouse down there that doesn't see well in the dark, and they can fly down and grab you with their talons. Well, I'm not a mouse, okay? And so you try to swoop down on me, I could see at night. I could see during the day. I could see at high noon. Yeah, there's the video by Kurt Nemo's got an article out on it. Newt tells a lie about his attendance at Bohemian Grove. And there's the scan from the annal sent to me by a widow of a industrial tycoon. I'll just leave it at that. Other stuff she told me was private. I was talking to a Houston lady who separately had contacted Tex Mars and told him the same story. And she was talking about her husband, who was since dead, and he had little owls all over the house, and he basically worshipped them, but he would never tell her what it was all about. And so that's the thing. You can watch the footage from Bohemian Grove, and you can think that, oh, well, they're just a play. Well, where do you think plays came from? They're up on the stage. It's religious. It's done all stylistically. You're out in the church, whether it's pagan, Christian, whatever. You're out there as a practitioner. You're out there as a parishioner watching the priest class. The anointed ones up on the stage. And I was there, and to test it with Mike Hansen when we snuck in 2000, I'm like, well, that's pretty neat. And they're like, just like, shut up. And these old men were just like going, and really getting off on it. And I was, but they didn't get off half as much as what happened when they bring the body of the child, the effigy, they say, on this flatback wagon drawn by Clydesdale horses, big black Clydesdales. And they bring it over behind these black sheets I'd seen up during the day on the other side of the pond. Down here at the front's the idol. Over on the other side is that. And whatever went on behind that, I mean, it was smacking, grinding of teeth, super ultra creepy. I mean, you want to know what the guy feels like, you know, in the fictitious, not really fictitious, that's why they said bye-bye Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut, when he stumbles into the satanic meeting and they're all acting really weird and creepy. I've been there, okay? The only difference is they don't have supermodels in there having orgies, okay? Well, I guess they do have male supermodels in there having orgies with them. That's what's going on. And again, I was in there 4 hours being whistled at. Mike was there with me. That's why we finally had to hide in the woods. I guess we were, go back 12 years ago, I was about 60 pounds lighter than I got when I got fat and ugly. But the point is that Mike and I, we're being whistled at like it was Pepe Le Pew, you know, the skunk that chases everybody and chases the cat around, the black and white cat. It was like that. Pepe Le Pew was chasing us. Old men were whistling. Greens workers were laughing at us. And I knew a little bit about it, and I figured out by the end that's why we were able to stay in there. We got questioned by Secret Service and others, and we just said, oh, we're with this certain camp because we knew enough about the lore. We had an inside source. But I knew our time was running out, so we hid out till it got dark. Sure enough, the ritual happened, as it does every year, July 15th, and we got out of there. And then somebody broke in and got the footage. We'd already made copies. Then we mailed that copy. We'd already made a copy of that, and they erased that. I mean, it was crazy. And I got some death threats over it. But here is Newt Gingrich. In fact, I'm going to play it later. Oh, wait. I don't think Luke bleeps the Nixon, President Nixon, taking the Lord's name in vain. I know that offends a lot of people, including myself, because I'm God-fearing. But it doesn't mean sometimes if I don't stub my toe, I don't say something I shouldn't. The point is that check that Radowski video, because I think he leaves Nixon's GDs in there. And so we have to find that spot and just fade it down during that when we do play that. We've got that coming up because it's a great video because it illustrates all of Newt Gingrich's lies. I mean, he's just there saying you're crazy, doesn't exist. We have footage of him, photos of him there, and we have all these other world leaders talking about it. I only wish Luke would have used the David Gergen confrontation video I've got, where David Gergen doesn't deny he goes and doesn't deny the ritual and gets threatening. This is the Karl Rove to five administrations. Okay, let me go ahead and get into the really hardcore news. Iran is run by a theocracy. Iran is funding Hezbollah in kind of a stalemate against Israel. Israel's funding domestic groups inside Iran trying to overthrow them. They've done it a couple times the last few years. The U.S., the people that run the U.S. are involved as well. People that run Israel are involved. And that's the big mega banks and oil companies because they ran Iran in the 20s, 30s, and 40s up into the early 50s and really enslaved the people there. Mohammad Mossadegh gets elected. He's pro-West, anti-communist. And he says, listen, we're going to keep 25% of our oil money to build up Iran. And they said, no, you're going to give Anglo-American Oil, well, it's BP today, you're going to give us all the money. You get nothing. And he said, no, we're going to get 25%. Come on, that's what you standard give a private landowner. You can read his letters in America. We just want 25%. And so they funded the Muslim, quote, extremist, Shiites in this case, who runs Iran today, to overthrow him. And they did it by blowing up mosques, shooting groups of protesting Shiite clerics and people. And then they blamed it on Mossadegh. And that's declassified. It's called Operation Ajax. You can just type it in, pull it up. It's NPR, AP, Reuters. Kermit Roosevelt wrote a best-selling book on it before he died in the late 90s. He was a CIA section chief. He led the CIA / MI6 team in 53 to do it. They printed out tens of thousands of handbills where Mossadegh took credit for it. They overthrew him, executed his entire leadership, put him on house arrest for the rest of his life, and double-crossed the Shiites and put the Shah in, the little prince. They set up Savak. Over the years, a million people disappeared, tortured, raped, death, killing. The Iranians, needless to say, got mad. And the Shiites were double-crossed and were double devil mad. And then down the road, late 1970s, the Shah's unpopular. He's actually building the country up, though. He thinks the West is double-crossing him. He starts doing deals with Italy, starts doing some deals with Russia. He gets a 24-hour cancer. You know, things get overthrown. He goes to France, dies of a cancer. They fly in Ayatollah Khomeini. The government on record did, Western governments. They give him weapons deals. They do this hostage deal to blame Carter as a double cross. Then they give him the weapon systems. It's called Iran-Contra. Now, I don't know if the mullahs are still, quote, working with the West, but there's some weird back channels and double deals going on. If you don't believe me, you can pull up AP, Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, New York Times from 2007 and 8. But guys, just type this in. Halliburton given waiver to sell oil field equipment to Iran. When they have sanctions for decades that nobody can sell oil field equipment and refinery equipment to Iran. That's why they've got more oil than they can shake a stick at, but they can't refine even half of what they need for gasoline. So they sell raw oil to China and others in Europe, and they get back gasoline. And the embargo is saying you're not going to sell oil and you're not going to ship gasoline in. That's what they're trying to set up right now that is an act of war. So Cheney has this deal that he had for when he was the CEO and then after, where only Halliburton can sell him oil field equipment at about, the report said, about 10 times what it was actually worth. And Halliburton technicians are in Iran still. I mean, there's some weird hanky-panky going on. You know, the CIA and the globalists aren't just in control of the Saudi Arabian Wahhabists. And, of course, they are in control of those guys and give them Libya and trying to give them Syria and everything else. I mean, this is happening everywhere. And it just goes on and on and on. So I don't know how deep the ties are. I don't know how scripted this is. There's a lot of double and triple crossing. I mean, look at Bin Laden worked for the U.S. publicly. Saddam did. I mean, there's always double crossing. You don't know. There's no honor amongst these people. So you have no idea with the globalists and their minions what's happening. All I know is that there's a real war inside Iran right now, blowing up military bases, blowing up missile bases, blowing up police headquarters, blowing up police universities, blowing up intelligence agency universities, assassinating people. And Israel has now come out and admitted in their newspapers, yeah, we're doing it, which is a provocation. And Iran says, okay, we're going to start targeting Israelis all over the world. Now, sure, that plan to try to kill a Saudi ambassador in D.C., that turned out to be staged, and Iran said it was. But now they're saying, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. Now, what happens? Guys, the atomic clock fell down off the wall. Will you put that back up for me? I want to get that mounted. That guy keeps, I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe he's with Al-Qaeda, that evil clock. I'll have to have another drink of Tangy Tangerine to make it all better. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And now Iran says they're going to start striking back, which makes this war become 2 minutes to midnight. And they're threatening to block the strait. They're threatening to attack other targets. They're threatening to attack Tel Aviv. U.S. troops of the thousands are landing in Israel. The point is, this is all accelerating towards war. And the Iranian people, in major polls, over 70% on average, are fans of the U.S. They're smart people. They know our politicians have taken over. They know we've been hijacked. They know most of us don't want war with them. They know their mullahs are out of control. And they just want to have good jobs and good lives and go to the movies with their children. And it is going to be a horrible crime against Iran to attack them in a giant bombardment. It's going to spray radiation from these bases being bombed that are full of uranium all over the world. It is going to undoubtedly make the mullahs go from being unpopular to being extremely popular. And the Iranians, just like Americans would when they're under attack, are going to line up behind the government and are going to go to full war with the West. And the criminals that run the West are going to use that as a pretext to take all of our basic liberties and freedoms. That's what's happening. Let's go ahead and go to Darren McBreen's Man on the Street. Do Americans want war with Iran? Here's that piece.
War in the Middle East now appears imminent as the United States, Britain, the European Union, and Israel put the final touches on an embargo on Iran, and warships are sailing to the Persian Gulf.
Last Friday, the U.S. and Israel announced that they will have a massive exercise in the Persian Gulf. It will include thousands of U.S. and Israeli soldiers and will test multiple air defense systems against incoming missiles and rockets. Meanwhile, Iran will also be conducting war games in the Persian Gulf and have already launched a military maneuver near its border with Afghanistan.
Now, there's a lot of war games going on in the Persian Gulf. The United States, Israel are participating in a massive war game. Iran at the same time. Could that be a recipe for disaster?
I think there's a lot of war games that go on all the time of different sizes. I don't know if this is much different.
I don't know if disaster is the word, but I think you're not in a good situation right now.
Should we intervene for Israel? Don't you think Israel has a capability of protecting themselves?
I definitely think there's a case to defend Israel for what it is. Might not be the strongest case, but should we invade Iran for Israel? No, I think that's a weaker case.
I feel like Israel can take care of themselves, but it doesn't hurt to have somebody backing you up.
Well, it's not about weapons of mass destruction or nuclear bomb. It's all about natural gas and oil. America have the oil and Iran have the natural gas, and that's what America wants, and we all know that. But the media is liars, and they tell us our lies, and we just got to go with the lies because they have the power to spread the lies.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul said the increasingly severe sanctions imposed on Iran in response to its alleged nuclear weapons program are steps that will eventually lead to war.
The first thing you do when you go to war, you put boycotts on them and you blockade a country. It is, in many ways, an act of war.
We assume that we have to do it through force, through sanctions and threats and intimidation and secret maneuvers to overthrow their regime. It just doesn't work.
I think we're punishing them. I think it's retributive, definitely. Whether or not it's with the aim of pushing them into open war with us, I don't know.
I feel like if you're just pressing somebody, you're only going to push them more the other direction anyway.
I think that the U.S. has been provoking a lot of people for a long time.
I just think sometimes the United States needs to worry about the United States.
You know, it's really not that many differences between us and them if you really think hard about it.
The people, or would that be the government?
No, the people. I'm talking about the ordinary Iranians are very different from the image that we have of the Iranian government.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to oil prices if there is a conflict?
Well, definitely the oil price is going to go up because they're even going to hold on to the oil. The Middle East have the most oil, as we know as a fact.
Do you think our economy could take it?
Not right now. The economy is falling, the dollar is dying, everything is, you know, going deteriorating, and there's no solution right now.
I mean, I feel like any major conflicts in the world right now are going to keep impacting the declining economy.
Are you concerned that something bad's going to happen out there?
Not I am. We all should be concerned. The whole world should be concerned because it's not about us, it's about the whole world.
Now, President Obama is prepared to use military force to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. And that's if sanctions and so-called diplomacy fail. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
All right. Great job there with Darren. We premiered that report that he shot yesterday with people out on the streets of Austin, Texas. And we're going to have some more reports, obviously, tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWarsNews.com. So here we are at the precipice, and now it's confirmed. It's another acceleration, another throwing down of the gauntlet that top Israeli generals in the major newspapers, including the New York Times, Fox News, have come out and said, yeah, we're the ones blowing up your missile bases. We're the ones killing your scientists, and we're going to expand it. And the newspapers are running with the headline, Covert War on Iran, Prudent Strategy. New York Times, a prudent strategy. I'm not endorsing assassinating people and blowing stuff up, but I guess it is better than bombing hundreds of sites and having a full-bore war. But what are you going to do when Iran starts blowing up stuff in Israel? Oh my gosh, Iran killed an Israeli general or bombed an Israeli base. I mean, the media is going to freak out and say that's wrong. In fact, I've seen the media here say it's terrible. China is torturing people, or it's terrible. Syria may have tortured people. Well, yeah, it's wrong if Syria is torturing people. But how is it good when our government tortures? But then the other guys torture, and it's bad. It's okay when we torture. It's bad when they torture. I mean, everybody knew when North Vietnam would torture our troops, we'd say, well, you can't believe anything they say in a confession because he may have been tortured. Like just this week, that U.S. Marine who's Iranian that they've gotten, say, is spying and trying to blow stuff up or whatever. I don't know if it's true, but stuff's getting blown up over there. And the media is saying, well, it's a mullah court, so it's not a real court. Well, it's a public court. I'm not saying it's kangaroo compared to our courts, probably. But, I mean, our government's saying we won't even have a court. You won't even get a trial. You'll just disappear and no one will even know we arrested you. I mean, that's four or five levels of magnitude above Iranian tyranny. That's beyond what China does on paper. That's beyond, but there's still this lecturing, though, of, oh my gosh, they're saying after a trial, they're going to execute him. Of course, we're just going to execute you without a trial, but that's reasonable. See, when North Korea was shooting down our aircraft and torturing our fighter pilots, our fighter bomber pilots, I mean, it was terrible that they were being tortured. And of course, there's the famous cases of them blinking Morse code, torture. Remember those famous cases from the Korean War? Those were true stories. They would get up there, and under serious torture, they knew Morse code, and people were like, what's that blinking he's doing? It's Morse code. Torture. The bad guys torture. The good guys don't torture. Torture has been proven to not be good for real intel. It's good to get fake confessions. It's good to scare people. It's good to say, okay, we're going to torture you. And there's people that are tough enough, the Pentagon admits this, that you can torture them and they won't do what you want, that you cannot break them. So you know what they do? And they did this with KSM. They brought his wife and little kids in. He started, and they said, we're gonna torture him. We're gonna kill him. And he started crying. And our government bragged about this, crying and said, I'll say whatever you want. And he confessed. They tortured him, by the way, for 5 years before he broke. And they said, okay, bring his kids in. Boom, instantly broke. One of them was like 6 years old or something. He started bawling. He said, I'll say whatever you want. And then he confessed to bombing buildings that hadn't been built until after he was arrested, after he was captured. You cannot become the devil to defeat the devil. You cannot put on the ring of Mordor to defeat Sauron. It doesn't work that way. You don't give up your humanity to defend humanity. You don't do it. And that's the thing about lying. Sure, you can put out decoys so the enemy fires at those and not you, but that's as far as deception goes before it becomes immoral. Camouflage, to make your tank look like the jungle behind it, that is a lie. But when you start staging terror attacks, which is in army manuals, to blame your enemies, and the argument is, well, our enemies do it. Yeah, you bet the Soviets would commit atrocities and blame it on U.S.-backed forces. So now we do that? You bet we did. They did a fictional account of really a quasi-true story. It's a composite in The Quiet American, the Graham Greene movie. It's off the novel. Go rent that movie. Go watch that about Indochina when the French were pulling out. The CIA blowing up markets to blame it on the communist. They need those atrocities. You do not become the devil to defeat the devil. It does not work. You become what you're fighting and then some. And that's what we've done. Okay, I'm going to come back and get the number out and then get into more news. We got Mike Adams coming up. I briefly want to just remind listeners and viewers, we are still running the 15-day free trial where you can sign up at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com, or the links are all over InfoWars.com, and get all of my films. My book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality audio video podcast of both shows, the nightly news, expanded extras, a bunch of other films have been authorized to post there for 15 cents a day once if you decide to still be a member. Prisonplanet.tv, and then you're funding true alternative media becoming the real media. That is becoming the dominant media that is seen as the go-to media. It's happening. So it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, but you can still get that yearly special. We've extended it through. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv. You can do that special or do a 15-day free trial or sign up for the monthly. Whatever, you can sign up right away or do the 15-day free trial. And don't forget, with your username and passcode, with friends and family, you can have six people logged on with the same username and passcode. So it's really six memberships for the price of one. prisonplanet.tv. And thanks to your support, we're now getting ready to hire more reporters, more video editors, more crew to so we can cover more and reach more people. We are really doing something special here, thanks to all of you who are part of our team and part of our family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two. We've got an expose of Newt Gingrich and his occultic activities coming up with the amazing researcher and filmmaker Luke Radowski popping in the third hour. We've got Mike Adams, the health ranger, with big breaking news coming up. But I want to take some of your calls ahead of that. The toll-free number to join us here is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But the Iran situation has ratcheted up another gear. And there's really only one more gear now, and that's open major military against military conflict. But the war is on. It's now being called a war. No longer even a covert war by the New York Times, Fox News. So, again, I have to always toot my horn just to counter all the lies. The system doesn't want us to admit this is hurtling into a hot war and is already a covert, asymmetrical war. I mean, I remember up till the day they attacked Iraq, the disinfo was saying Alex Jones is full of baloney. There's not going to be a war with Iraq. That way, anti-war groups could never get activated because they would always just say, yes, we're getting ready for war, but we're not, kooks. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. It's just a psych warfare tactic where, no, we're not going to have war. And you're like, but you just said we are. Oh, see, it's a mind game. Oh. So it makes it all about arguing that they are getting ready for war. Instead of, yeah, they're going to have war. Let's not have it. It's like, oh, well, we're not really sure if we are. They never let it become cut and dry, even though it's already cut and dry. So I told you 5 years ago and showed you the White House orders for covert war to be launched and terror attacks inside Iran using Al-Qaeda groups and one Kurdish group. That's now all confirmed. But now the point is it's gone from an attack every month or so to every day. There's stuff going on. And so Iran didn't want to look weak. They realize their whole country now knows they're being attacked. Before they'd say, oh, that bridge just blew up on accident. Oh, that refinery just blew up. Oh, there was a car bomb, but we don't know who did it. Oh, somebody bombed that base and killed those generals, but we're not sure. Yeah, now it's like, yeah, Israel and the U.S. are doing this. Remember, when you hear Israel and the U.S., that doesn't mean all the Israelis, all the people in America. That is the special interests that want war, that want the political distraction. And so we hear all of this, and this isn't like a football game going to war. Real troops die, real troops breathe depleted uranium, real troops come home and, you know, commit suicide because they're so depressed over killing innocent people. You see, the troops that are psychopathic and evil, they get hired to be police on record. That's who they try to recruit. They hire some good military as police as well that slip through. But those that have a soul get really screwed up by it. And they go crazy. They commit suicide. And, you know, they knew from World War I, don't make somebody serve more than one tour in serious combat. There are people who've served, I looked it up, 9 tours. 9. And, of course, it was well known that it was wrong to make people serve all these tours. So I remember in 2005, 6, 7, getting callers going, nobody's serving 3 or 4 tours, liar. And I'd be like, are you in the military? No, but it's wrong to make them serve that many tours. I know that because my brother was in Vietnam. You're a liar. Now it's like, yeah, they do serve 6, 7, 8 tours. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Well, you're finding out what's wrong. Record. It's 7 times the previous per capita record of suicide. You care about the troops? I mean, that's like tires are rated to drive 50,000 miles and you drive 300,000 miles on tires and you wonder why they all blow out on you. They're putting 300,000 miles on 50,000-mile tires. And there are some people that can handle it and some people that can deal with it. They've done, this has been studied for thousands of years, but it's been codified in the last 100 or so. If it's a true moral cause, defending your family, men can fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. But if there's any moral question, most people that do immoral things self-destruct because humans are designed to be part of a greater tribe and aren't designed to do bad things. When we do bad things, our own body, our own psyche turns against us. Okay? It's a self-destruct switch.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Mike Adams with his big editorial piece out, 10 Reasons Liberals and Progressives Should Vote for Ron Paul, is going to be joining us on that subject. And a report I didn't get to yesterday, guys, that's why I originally wanted to get Adams on, but he couldn't come on yesterday. He had an article on Natural News linking to some the documents where Monsanto, it's now come out what we already knew, actively owns the ambassadors internationally that are twisting arms and giving countries other political deals and money if they let GMO in. It's something like Monsanto controls U.S. ambassadors and diplomats. I want to raise that with him as well. I've also got coming up later, punished for not crying. Thousands of North Koreans face labor camps for not being upset enough about death of Kim Jong-il. And the North Korean government admits, you know, they had millions of the citizens come out and worship and fake cry for hours. And I pointed out that if you didn't fake cry for the little demonic dictator, Who knows when he really even died? And this is a pack of liars. Why believe anything they say? He might be still alive. I mean, who knows? That they're sent to forced labor camps. Because there's a tiny inner party that just sits around on their hind end in fancy uniforms all day and drives like 50-year-old automobiles because and the whole place is rotting and falling down, but they don't care. They get to strut around and act powerful and tough. The government can always find scum that just wants to run around lording over people. And then that's what tyrannies are. And the whole society rots. And the majority of the population is raised in barnyards. They live in sheds. This has even come out in the Wall Street Journal. Has had people that got back out of the country break it down. And they raise them in barnyards. And then the doctors check the women when they're ready to be fertile. They put them in pens together, and then they send the males and females to different camps. And the babies are taken as if eggs from a hen and are totally programmed by the state. And reportedly, a lot of these North Koreans can hardly talk now. And that's kind of what was done to black people in this country when they were slaves. He would keep the males out in pens. There's manuals on this, and you would never let them really learn any reading or writing. If they ever used too good in English, that was uppity, and they were beaten, generally. There was different variants of the way slaves were kept. I've actually studied it. There was some areas where it was more like a mafia, and you had slave owners who actually had huge posses of blacks that were basically like their family and were all armed. And there were actually some rebellions in Alabama that I read about. I'd heard about this, and I looked it up, where there were big plantation owners that began to arm their slaves and just basically turned it into like big gangs. So there was also a gang form of slavery where everybody was basically, a house slave. And it really wasn't even slavery. It was more of like large gangs. But then people would get really upset about that. It was only, 1.5% of Southerners actually had slaves. So it was also an elitist thing used to leverage out the rest of the economy. And that's why slavery was already pretty much dead when the Civil War came. But I'm now digressing, and I said I'd go to calls, another history lesson here. Punished for not crying, thousands of North Koreans face labor camps for not being upset enough about death of Kim Jong-il. Their hardline regime is punishing those who do not cry at the death of the dictator Kim Jong-il. According to reports, sentences of at least 6 months in labor camps are apparently being given to those who did not go to the organized mourning events. Fidel Castro makes sure, our news is always, look at the people love Castro. They're out there in the millions. You get your monthly dole of money you got to live on cut if you don't go to it. And if you talk bad, you go to a labor camp. Of course, I've been told by people that want to set up, these new utopian systems that I would have to be re-educated since I didn't want to go along with it. While anyone who criticized the new leader, Kim Jong-un, is also being punished. Those who tried to leave the country or even made a mobile phone call out were also being disciplined, it has been claimed. Oh, yes. And we've got all of the crying. It's just so wonderful to worship and cry and to march in phalanxes, like zombies, to engage in the worship fest. Truly, truly disgusting. Oh, here's what I mentioned. Big public service announcement. This is in a whole bunch of different publications right now. Daily Mail has it. Reuters has it. Chemical found in deodorants, face cream, and food products is discovered in tumors of all breast cancer patients. And it's not just the bisphenol A, but the parabens. That's in most of your soap, everything. I keep telling my wife this. I'm like, honey, they put all this in here on purpose. They pick these. And we've got all the quotes of the science czar and going back into the 20s when they were discovering all this. I mean, hundreds of quotes. We're going to do a new report on it later in the week or next week on all this. And they know exactly what they're doing. Okay? So, but regardless, let's just get it out. Parabens are a chemical compound found in everyday toiletry products. The fact that parabens were present in so many of the breast tissue samples does justify further investigation, say study leaders. They chemically widely used as preservatives in cosmetics, food products, and pharmaceuticals has been found in tissue samples from 40 women with breast cancer. A number of studies since 98 have raised concerns about the potential role of parabens in breast cancer as they possess estrogenic properties. Again, that's why they're put in there. It is known to play a central role in the development, growth, and progression of breast cancer. Parabens are a chemical compound found in everyday toiletry products, including moisturizers, makeup, shaving foam, tanning lotions, and toothpaste. Again, almost all the chemists were eugenicists and hired to do this. It's all a sickening joke. And how many quotes do I have to show you where they say, we're going to put it in everything where you can't escape it, the printer ink, the food. And yes, it's hard to get away from this, but it's worth it. Man, I do not want my wife getting breast cancer. I mean, I want her to live, and I don't want God's creations being hurt. I mean, this is just out of control, folks, and I've got daughters, and it upsets me. And it hurts men's organs as well, where these estrogen mimickers tend to precipitate out the testicles, the breast tissue. Men are growing breasts everywhere, even if they're skinny. It lowers your testosterone level. It feminizes. It changes other endocrines and hormones. And it affects the prostate. And all these cancers are skyrocketing. Let's go to calls here. Carl in Oregon, thank you for holding, sir.
Alex, my best friend, and America's best friend, the Paul Revere of the 21st century. How are you, brother?
I'm okay, man. How are you doing?
It's freezing, but I'm up here in the Northwest, but yeah, we're having a strangely dry year. It's probably all those chemtrails that we're having shooting across the sky.
Well, they are manipulating the weather. They say they are. They're quote geoengineering, but they won't tell us what they're doing. That's classified.
Exactly. Now, another thing that's going across the sky, the roars and the thunders from the last couple of 3 weeks here, on and off, they're sending them over the Northwest here. The F-18s, F-16s, whatever, Navy SEALs or Air Force fighter jets are flying over early in the morning the past couple of weeks.
There is a lot of military movement going on the last 6 months. I've seen a lot of tanks on 18-wheelers, a lot of armored vehicles, a lot of helicopters going south. They are, family being sent to Kuwait. I mean, I've been told by military people across the board, they've been told it is going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but when there's a really good possibility it is, they tell them it's going to happen. And they're told the U.S. is going to back Israel up in a strike on Iran. They believe Iran is going to strike back when attacked, and Iran's saying they are now. Now, they're already being attacked, and so it's hurtling towards craziness, my friend.
Well, I believe it. Seeing is believing, Alex. That's one of the best things there. NDA bill. How can a citizen go in and find out access and how to Google it, perhaps, to be able to see the articles in the NDAA bill?
No, I hear you. That's a good question. I appreciate your call. The ACLU, Ron Paul, Infowars.com. I mean, the Drudge Report probably linked to three articles 2 or 3 weeks ago that we wrote that had links to the Library of Congress, thomas.loc.gov. And then would show the section saying this doesn't affect citizens, but then look at this section. It says, but it does if the president wants it to, and you have no rights. And so I don't have those sections in front of me, but we've covered them ad nauseum. And again, that's how lawyers write these contracts. A contract may say one thing, but unless prescribed, and then you go to that other section, and it tells you the key provision. And so, I mean, I could play the clips of the senators saying it affects citizens. It's a worldwide battlefield, declares global war, lets the president bypass Congress, gets rid of posse comitatus, put military on the streets of America. And the biggest issue is it allows the secret arrest of citizens and disappearing into a black hole. And then it's got some gravy, bestiality, you know, that's kind of the cherry on top. So that's kind of the side dish of just weirdness that the military can fornicate with barnyard animals or whatever they want, I guess. Alexion in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex, it's Alexion.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Long-time follower. Just recently subscribed. Hey, man, I cried with you on your rebroadcast Christmas morning, dude. I'm unemployed for 2.5 years now. I can't get a job to save my life. You inspired me this morning. You said it takes a man to get involved, to educate himself, to, you know, pass it on to others, to get stuff rolling. Well, that's where I'm at. I can hear it in your voice. That's where you're at. You're a big inspiration. Keep in there. I hear it in your voice every day, but man, you're making a big impact. And, last caller, Yeah, there are a lot of flights flying out of Oregon here. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, Willamette Valley, and I see jets every morning. I don't know what they're doing, but stuff is different. I'll make this ricky-ticky. I know time's short. Jesse Ventura, please, please get involved. Run with Ron Paul. We need you. We need your uncle. We need people like you, Alex. And you're right, it's on. Before I let you go, one of my favorite pastimes is watching your show every day, turning on Fox News, putting it on mute, and watching their faces change. I think Dave's right. So.
All right, God bless you, bro. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to break and come back with Brad, Mark, and Richard in the next segment. Then we've got Mike Adams joining us. Then we'll have Luke Radowski pop in when he confronted Newt Gingrich. And we'll get his breakdown on this amazing video and audio. And then more of your calls. Stay with us. Here's some of the headlines at Infowars.com. Ron Paul has won. Young people engage with liberty. Limited government, sound money, anti-war principles. We're going to cover some of that with Mike Adams coming up. Also, nationwide poll, Ron Paul surges in to second. We've got more Ron Paul news. Ron Paul closes in on top three in South Carolina. The system is certainly in panic mode right now. Newspaper calls for the killing of Israelis in retaliation for nuke scientist assassination in Iran. Cashless society, India implements first biometric ID program on all of its 1.2 billion residents. Three U.S. warships patrol waters in the Strait of Hormuz. IDF chief of staff affirms Israeli responsibility for Iran covert war and assassinations. That's just some of the news. Right now, let's go to Brad in Oklahoma. Brad, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm a new listener. I've just started probably about 2 months ago listening to your show.
Welcome.
I'll tell you, it's opened my eyes. It's almost freaked me out a little bit that our government's this corrupt and this dangerous.
Listen, about 18 years ago when I really started waking up, I was freaked out all the time. I mean, when I realized, wow, the media is lying on purpose. Wow, they really are setting up a world government. Wow, they're anti-human. Wow, they really want to break up the family. Wow, they want my guns. Wow, they want my land. Wow, these are tyrants. Yeah, it is freaky.
It is. It is just, it's freaked me out, but I'm on your side. I believe everything you're saying. I believe this government's out of control, and we've got to do something about it.
Well, again, I don't want you to believe everything I'm saying. It's all right there, though. Just go look at it for yourself. I mean, I want people to even get more knowledge. Because a lot of times I'll just cover a gestalt of something because there's so much going on. It's reality is so much deeper than even what some talk show host can sit up here and, you know, gibber about.
It's mind-boggling. It really is. It's just, and my deal is I've been trying to tell people about it, and I just don't think I'm informed enough to tell people about it. And they just don't want to listen. They don't want to, they just want to. They just want to watch the football game. Or
well, look, if you're recently awake, Brad, and you don't feel like you know you're an orator yet, or you can put it all together, the best thing is, hey, have you seen this website? Or hey, tell me what you think of this film, and just make a copy of a DVD, or tell folks about this radio show, or other. You know, ideas or say, what do you think of Ron Paul? Just an icebreaker. Because a lot of people already feel so disempowered that they'll just kind of ignore you when you bring something up because they're thinking, what can I do? They don't understand what an opportunity it is to be awake and to then be a participant in the universe, actually standing for what's right and changing the course. They don't know the power they've got. The number one thing is, it isn't that people don't want to wake up. They, most of them feel powerless, Brad, so they then just decide to make it all a big joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's what I've been running into, so I'm going to start taking your advice. I've been pushing Ron Paul. He's the candidate that can change this around. I can assure you of that, and I just really appreciate your show, and I'm addicted to it now. I listen to it every day.
Well, God bless you, sir. I'm addicted to getting up here and exposing the control freaks as well. I mean, once you start getting into reality, it is addicting, and there's no rest. It's just, wow. Let's talk to Richard in Indiana. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
My wife and I wanted to expand our reaching out to others, and we thought we'd get on Skype. I went to start page, typed in Skype. But before I went to the main website, a link came up. Microsoft buys out Skype for $8.5 billion.
Yep.
And I know most of your guests come on Skype, and I wondered, do you know anything? Because I haven't been able to find anything. Are they databasing anything, or will they be what we do with video Skype?
Microsoft spies on its users 24/7. I don't know, because of the technology of Skype, if it'll screw it up if they try to put back doors on it and tracker systems. That's why they, you know, they say in IT, everything Microsoft buys degrades because they do add the surveillance to it. But I don't think that's happened yet. There are alternatives to Skype, a bunch of them. We just use Skype because it's prolific now. You know, it's kind of the Heinz ketchup or Hunt's ketchup. It's like the Ford or Chevy. So our guests all pretty much have it. So we can say, hey, you got Skype. But there are a bunch of alternatives. In fact, what are some of the alternatives to Skype? I know there's a bunch of them.
Well, there's iChat could be used. I don't know if that's tracked by Apple.
Well, I mean, you know, again, they shouldn't be tracking people, so people should get in their face. But if they are tracking it, don't let that stop you from using their systems. You know, I mean, it's kind of like people say, well, I don't want to go on YouTube and make political videos. They'll come get me. Folks, if we don't stand up against them, they're going to get us. If we get scared, then they're going to win. If we let the fact that they admit now they're surveilling everybody intimidate us, they win. Just because they're a bunch of crooks doesn't mean we shouldn't stand up against them.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Okay, my friends, we are back, and we are joined for the rest of the hour by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, another great Central Texan, reaching millions of people every day through naturalnews.com and all the books and other great work they're doing. Leaked documents reveal U.S. diplomats actually work for Monsanto, and a few, quote, mainstream articles have this, but buried in them that this has come out. I want to get into that. Also, Dr. Andrew Wakefield has filed suit against the so-called journalist that put out the reported hoax that his research had been discredited. We're working on getting him on very soon, but I know that Mike Adams, Wakefield lives here in Austin as well, can speak to that. And also, he's got a new editorial out about Ron Paul, 10 reasons why liberals, progressives, and others should vote for Ron Paul over Obama. And joining us via video Skype from his farm/ranch outside Austin is Mike Adams. Mike, great having you back with us.
Hey, Alex, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me on today.
Let's tackle this situation with Monsanto first that you guys break down. I mean, we've known Monsanto owns judges. We've known that they force this stuff into third world countries, Europe. You know, even if 95% in France don't want it, it gets crammed through. But now we learn the diplomats who can get other trade deals, money to governments, are actually, they're not even there in the interest of America or the U.S. It's all for Monsanto. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that the diplomats are really working for Monsanto. They do things like they threaten trade wars against countries that resist the Monsanto seed imperialism. And you've seen that come out in WikiLeaks documents as well. But in addition, Alex, we have other breaking news on Monsanto today that may be even bigger. If you'd like, I can cover some of that. It's some just stunning new research that completely disintegrates Monsanto's excuse about why GM foods are safe. You want me to cover that?
Well, that's what's always amazing when you come on. You're always breaking something big. Sure, break it right here. Thank you.
All right, yeah. This is just starting to hit the internet. New research published in the science journal Cell Research indicates that the RNA of plants actually passes through the digestive system, goes into the blood, and starts to affect the organs of mammals. Now, what this means is that the main excuse of Monsanto that GM foods are safe no longer holds any water, because they say the RNA, the DNA, doesn't get absorbed or digested, so it doesn't matter. In truth, it does matter. Here's what's being found now. This is published again in Cell Research, and it shows that the RNA of rice plants goes into the blood, attaches to the liver cells, and alters liver function, modifying LDL cholesterol levels in the body. What this means, Alex, this is going to open up a whole new branch of science, dietary science. It means that we're not just eating vitamins, minerals, fiber, carbohydrates, and proteins.
We're eating DNA, we're eating RNA. But this is amazing, though. We already know from the hundreds of studies going back 20, 30 years that no matter what GMO crop it is, when they alter one trait, it changes randomly hundreds or even thousands of others. And in every case, they're showing in mice, guinea pigs, cows, massive infertility, organ failure, within three generations, as you know, total sterility. I mean, well, this is Armageddon.
That's absolutely right. And until now, there wasn't really an understood mechanism for explaining why these things are happening. Why are there high allergies? Why the high rates of infertility and so on? Now, this mechanism reveals why. Because when we eat these foods, Alex, we're eating information. And this information alters the expression of our internal organs. Now, this is crucial to understand. It even goes back to American Indian lore and legend. You know, when they say when you eat, let's say, a buffalo, you become the buffalo, or the buffalo becomes part of you. You are what you eat. And until now, science thought that just meant the vitamins and the minerals. Now we're understanding that you become the information in a small way of the animal you eat or the plant you eat.
Well, the ancients knew this. They said that if you ate red meat, it would make you more aggressive, make you get bigger, cause a larger cc-sized brain, and we've now seen this in carnivores. Of course we become what we eat. In fact, here's a study that came out 3 years ago. There's hundreds of these. International Journal of Biological Sciences, doesn't get more prestigious. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals, and it goes on, in a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods in mammalian health, researchers found that agricultural giant Monsanto's GMO corn is linked to organ damage in rats. I mean, this is massive, my friend.
It's massive, and it's just blowing away Monsanto's excuse. This is from Monsanto's own website. I'm going to quote from them directly. They say, quote, "There is no need to test the safety of DNA introduced into GM crops." They also say, "There is no need for or value in testing the safety of GM foods in humans." So they're saying no testing necessary because they say that the DNA and the RNA doesn't go into the human body.
Yeah, we just know in every species, it basically causes species implosion and total disintegration of the species. And, of course, this is all just a eugenics operation. The globalists all have their seed vaults, are obsessed with only organic, will eat none of what they produce. This is eugenics. I mean, we've got all the documents.
Yeah, it is. And there's even another layer to this. It goes beyond all that. If you think about that, these crops are artificially modified to produce insecticides, and they're not normal. They're not wildcrafted crops. It means that the more GMOs we eat, Alex, the less human we become. I mean, in a very chemical way, in a biochemical way.
Well, they admit that suddenly our DNA is all breaking down and almost everybody's is damaged. The sperm count's down by 87%. Cancer's all exploding across the board. I mean, there's no doubt this stuff is, again, with rats or guinea pigs, they can see three generations in just a year. With humans, the generations don't generally start a next one for 20 years. We're now two generations into just the beginnings of this, and we're already seeing massive devastation. Imagine when we're a full two generations or three in. Well, they plan to have their new world order in by then and basically cover up what they've done.
That's right. I think this is the way to disintegrate the future of the human gene pool of those that they want to eliminate or control. Now, getting back to the study, there's an important quote that your audience will want to hear. It showed that the microRNA, this is a quote directly from the study published in Cell Research September 20 of 2011. It says, quote, "The microRNA have been widely shown to modulate various critical biological processes, including differentiation, that means cell specialization, apoptosis, related to cancer, proliferation, the immune response, and the maintenance of cell and tissue identity." Well, that right there tells you that if you eat the wrong information, and I mean that literally, if you eat the wrong information, you can start to grow cancer cells and your fertility is just going to plummet. It's now science, which means that Monsanto's excuse about GMOs being safe is quack science. It's just corporate marketing and has no basis whatsoever in reality. So now everybody out there who is opposed to GMOs, like you and I are and most of your audience, we now have yet another scientific reason to have a lot of caution about eating GMOs because it changes our human expression. It changes who we are. It makes us less human.
Well, that's right. And then just the mercury alone, the vaccines are screwing up the DNA. That's admitted. And you can see the effects of it. But to look at the huge hoax that is Monsanto and other big GMO companies that brought us Agent Orange and, you know, aspartame and all of these plagues, they cold-bloodedly literally control the judges. They'll infect your crops, because plants aren't one mommy, one daddy. You know, 1% of your corn or soybean is found to be theirs. It blew into your field. It contaminated you. You have your seed purchase records that it's 99% your seed, but there's a little bit of their genetics. Because they infected you, the courts rule you're in trouble. This is like if a robber breaks in your house and rapes your wife, you go to jail because you were trespassing when he came in and raped your wife and killed her with a claw hammer and then knocked your teeth out and then poured gasoline on your children. You go to jail. The cops come and say, you trespassed. You're like, but he's here burning my house down. I mean, literally, it's that. But it has to be that ridiculous. Europe doesn't want it. Asia doesn't want it. But still, it pops up everywhere. They go buy plots of land. Other companies do. They plant it in the ditches. It's a war. And they've said that. We're going to take over. And they're prosecuting a war against us.
It's this pattern of total runaway criminality that we see everywhere, Alex. It's not just in agriculture where, like you said, it's completely ridiculous. Monsanto's seeds contaminate your farm and then you're guilty? That's crazy. But look at MF Global, the same thing. They steal your money and no one gets indicted. No one gets prosecuted. It's just outright theft. And in the world of Monsanto and seeds and pharmaceuticals, it's the outright theft of intellectual property and the criminalization of all of those common everyday people who are not connected to the global elite. So now law no longer applies. It's who you know. It's who you're connected to. It's whether you're deeply embedded in the system of corruption that's running our nation. That's what determines whether you're guilty or innocent, not whether you've violated any laws or laws of nature, for that matter.
Amazing, amazing. You know, I want to put up on screen naturalnews.com. You've got extremely powerful headlines, and I want to go through these quickly here and then go back into Monsanto. 10 reasons why even Democrats and liberals and progressives are choosing Ron Paul over Obama. Dr. Andrew Wakefield sues BMJ journalist Brian Deere for defamation. Study, statin drugs linked to higher diabetes risk. Action alert. Pro-fluoride fanatics pushing Pinellas County, Florida Commission to reinstate water fluoridation. And it just goes on and on right there. Which one of those stories you want to tackle first, Mike?
Well, let's go to Ron Paul, because as soon as I posted that story last night at about midnight Texas time, it immediately began to go viral, Alex. It was really wonderful, and it's got a lot of shares today. A lot of people are having positive comments. That article is about why liberals, progressives, Democrats should choose Ron Paul over Obama, because Ron Paul is a better, more high integrity, more consistent person with the things that even liberals care about, such as legalizing medical marijuana, ending the wars, getting rid of the secret military prisons, protecting free speech, and so on. So he's a better conservative than all the conservatives, and he's a better Democrat than Obama because he's a guy of principle.
Yeah, let's go over some of these. Ron Paul supports decriminalizing marijuana and ending the war on drugs, which is an out-of-control federal power grab, the basis of their whole martial law grid now. Ron Paul supports the freedom to choose what you eat and drink, including raw milk, but the Obama administration is launching all-out war and armed raids on raw milk farmers, including those wicked Amish, Al-Qaeda Amish. And it goes on, Ron Paul would seek to eliminate FDA censorship of the scientifically validated health claims of herbs, nutritional supplements, and natural remedies. Number four, Ron Paul would shut down secret military prisons like Gitmo, but Obama wants to expand those and fill those prisons with Americans, NDAA. Ron Paul is anti-war. Obama is pro-war. You prove it with documented links. Ron Paul wants to end the Fed and stop bailing out wealthy bankers, while Obama is a Wall Street sellout. So are the other Republican candidates. Ron Paul does not need a teleprompter to tell you what he believes, and his message has remained consistent for over 25 years. Ron Paul is not really a Republican. He's a constitutionalist libertarian. Ron Paul wants to legalize free speech again. Number 10, Ron Paul wants to criminally investigate the crooks in Washington. And there you go. Real hope and change, and not a globalist being attacked by the entire media corporate prostitute system. That's the seal of goodness right there, my friend.
Yeah, that's it. Anyone the press attacks, that's the person you should probably vote for, because they're the ones who are going to dismantle the status quo and bring down that whole system of deep corruption that now infects Washington. And, well, we can't even call it the mainstream media anymore. It's the crooked corporate-run media. I like how you said we shouldn't use the term mainstream media anymore. What term are you using, Alex?
I haven't found one to describe treacherous, mercenary propaganda systems, zombie control signal, Joseph Goebbels acolytes. I think dinosaur whore media. I don't know. What do you think, Mike? I mean, we need to get one term, start using it as a meme.
We need one term. I agree. I kind of like when you use the term corporate-run media. I also like fake media, but I haven't figured out one doesn't really just stick with us yet. We do need one term that
hoax
that we all
media,
use. Yeah,
mainstream hoax media. So when you hear the word mainstream, it's hoax media.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Corporate whore hoax media. Yeah, sell out, treacherous, traitor, scumbag, teleprompter reading. Arrogant people that think you're sheep media. Did you see the official Fox News postcard for Christmas they put out publicly showing their viewers as sheep?
No, I didn't see that one, but nothing surprises me anymore. In fact, InfoWars, of course, has been covering the elections here, the Republican nomination elections, in depth, and really exposing a lot of the lies of the media, how they continue to leave Ron Paul out. And again, this is the reason that you should support Ron Paul, because the media doesn't want him to win. And why don't the Washington insiders want him to win? Because he would dismantle so much of the system that keeps those corrupt fat pigs in Washington well fed at the public trough.
Well, what's crazy about the global rulers is they think they've got a plan, but I've really studied them. They've got a plan, but it's just wrecking even their own system. I mean, all this GMO's blowing back on them. All of this stuff's coming back on them. They're like, use DU, do this. I mean, really, they're just a bunch of crooks that can't even control each other. It's just like you said, what'd you say about 10 minutes ago? It's just the criminality running rampant, just like... It's like an orgy, a feeding frenzy, a frothing, berserking, mad dash gold rush of feeding on sheep.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And intertwined in all that is all this modification of our food and all the medicines. You know, the DSM-5 is about to come out now. That's the psychiatry Bible that has all these new definitions about what are diseases. And the DSM, as we know, should stand for $Manual, because it's all about how to bill to make money while you're putting kids on amphetamine drugs and street drugs and altering their brains, actually shrinking their brains because of these amphetamines. I mean, it's just one more assault on sanity in America. And I got to keep wondering every time I hear Paul Craig Roberts on your show or Gerald Celente, how long can this keep going on before something really fatally breaks in the system? And I wish I knew the answer to that. I don't. I maybe some of your guests know the answer, but this can't go on. We know that. That's why I even told you privately the other day, Alex, I've been spending a lot of time on my ranch getting prepared. I've actually been working a little bit less and doing more farm work and putting in irrigation systems. I got to get ready too, man. All your listeners got to get ready.
No, I know. I mean, I've moved to the country and got a well and stuff and storable food and stuff. But I mean, my wife's like, you always say get ready, get home, get ready, get things in place. They say this well isn't deep enough. We got to drill it deeper. We got to get everything together. We are building a bigger wall and fence around just the house itself. And once this, I hope it doesn't implode. But if it does implode, anybody comes on my property, you know, you might as well jump in front of a moving train. it is certainly getting crazy, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And we you and I and others, everybody who's active out there, we got to find that balance. Obviously, we serve the public interest in what we do, but we also got to make sure that we cover our own bases so we can stay healthy, we can stay safe, so that we can continue this fight on the front lines. You know, we got to make sure we're in good shape, too.
Well, hey, I've lost almost 30 pounds, bro, and I'm eating nice. A lot healthier, and we've always had most of the GMO out, but we're really getting more neurotic about it, because it's not neurotic. We've just been eased into all this death, and I've got to not be lazy. Looking at my children, looking at my wife, we are getting totally healthy, and praise God for that. I want to come back and more into Ron Paul and Andrew Wakefield filing suit for defamation. Okay, this next clip is what the parrots on every channel, radio, TV, print, are saying to you, the people they see as slaves. They sit up there in their fancy suits with teleprompters and a glistening studio and say over and over again, he will not win. He will not be the nominee. Remember, he wouldn't get 1% of the vote. He wouldn't come in second place. He's nothing. He can't win. You can't have him. He's a kook. I mean, it is just mind control, treating you like you're a complete moron. And here's an example of these people, the Borg, saying you will be assimilated, you will fail. Well, I got news for you, as our article at InfoWars.com reads. Ron Paul has already won by getting the ideas out there. But let's go to this sickening clip of MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell. Hey, Lawrence, have you looked at Alexa.com? InfoWars.com is many times bigger than MSNBC.com. Look at your ratings. Your top shows might have 400,000 viewers. This show has millions a day. You're a legend in your own mind, and you're the incredible shrinking mouse that roared. So go ahead, bleed out. Destroy yourselves in front of all of us. Here's the clip.
Then you have to look at the fraud in the campaign, the Republican fraud, which is the libertarian Ron Paul, who is not a candidate for president. Mm-hmm. He is not going to get the nomination. He is not going to be given a prominent speaking role at a Republican convention. They can't have a guy up there saying what he says. He is in there to push his ideas and for whatever individual reasons he has. So if you take Ron Paul out of this, and if you take out all those independent voters who went out there today for Ron Paul, what would have happened to Huntsman? Huntsman is the real second here. He came in the real second. He came in the real second. Came in the real
second. Let's stop right there. Strong. Huntsman works with Obama, what is the ambassador to China, works for Obama. Globalist all the way, puts out fake racist ads against Ron Paul, is a total turkey, and you've got the establishment saying, you know, a little bit of truth there, that Ron Paul's here to get ideas out. That's right. We win by fighting. The question is, look how far we've already come. He is second all across the country, or first. Ron Paul has a shot. Despite all, I mean, in the past, if they said somebody couldn't win, people would drink the Kool-Aid. It shows they're waning. Think of where they'll be in 4 years with Rand Paul or somebody else. They are shrinking. We are rising. How pathetic is this, Mike Adams?
Well, even with their best efforts to try to crush Ron Paul's support base, they haven't been able to do that. And that's what's amazing about this. If it had been a fair horse race, Alex, Ron Paul would have won Iowa and he would have won New Hampshire already. He would be the number one Republican candidate for president. So they can't stop it. And that's the beauty of this. Like you always say, it's not about the person, it's about the ideas and the principles. And those are bulletproof, those are person-proof. Even if Ron Paul doesn't win, his ideas will win as long as we continue to advocate those ideas throughout the culture of America.
That's right. We have the superior ideas. We're challenging them. We're getting in the ring. And every time we fight, we get exponentially stronger. And that's what's scaring the system so bad right now.
And what's amazing is that when Obama signed the NDAA, he actually shoved a massive number of Americans over into the Ron Paul camp. Because remember all those people who apologized to you after Obama signed that? People woke up. They said, you know what? You were right. We are living in a police state. Now it's law. And so the tighter they try to grip their grasp, like the line from Star Wars, Lord Vader, you know, the more you try to tighten your grip, the more we slip through your fingers. And that's true with the rebels in America who aren't even rebels. We're just constitutionalists and restorationists.
Yeah, we don't want to be ruled by absolute criminals who ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and get caught and don't get in trouble, or MF Global taking your bank account. Or any of it. I mean, there's no end to what these crooks will do. These are bad people. And they think you're morons. We'll be right back. I want to talk about Dr. Andrew Wakefield sues British Medical Journal journalist Brian Deer for defamation.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour after I talk to Josh and Freerider, Mark, Tommy, David, and others, cover some of the news. We're going to get Luke Radowski popping in with a great confrontation with that nasty creature, Newt Gingrich, about Bohemian Grove. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and we're going to get him on soon, he lives here in Austin, has sued the British Medical Journal journalist Brian Deer over defamation. Now, this is the guy that came out and just said Wakefield made up his research about autism links and gut disorders in children, which it turned out there was a bunch of other duplicative studies that were never published by major hospitals. And, of course, it turns out that Wakefield was not lying, but they ran this media hoax that he'd been discredited. And so I wanted to get the breakdown from Mike Adams on this front.
Exactly. As you said, the lawsuit has been filed in Austin, Texas, and it does name the British Medical Journal and Brian Deer. What's important to understand is that this is not even a debatable issue of whether the BMJ and Brian Deer lied. They knew they lied. They smeared him intentionally. They distorted the facts. They were on an agenda to try to discredit Dr. Wakefield, and that agenda so far has worked for them. Because as you saw, the corporate horror hoax media ran with that story and attacked Dr. Wakefield and basically discredited him, and in doing so, discredited any link between vaccines and autism. Well, Dr. Wakefield is going to have his day in court, and we're going to see the truth come out about this. And the truth is that Dr. Wakefield's research was meticulously conducted. It was extremely well documented. And the article published by the British Medical Journal is factually untrue. And in fact, they knew it was untrue. That's going to come out in court, and we're going to turn this situation around and actually end up discrediting the British Medical Journal. That will happen this year in 2012, and I'm sure that you're going to be probably the first organization to break this story as Wakefield comes on your show to give you more details.
Yeah, he told me a few months ago about this, but said don't talk about it, and I know he's getting everything codified and ready to go public here in the near future. We all need to pray for him because the system undoubtedly could engage in some dirty tricks against him in response to this. And the 2 or 3 minutes left that we have here, Mike, what are some of the other big articles that you're looking at right now?
Well, we've got articles about statin drugs causing or being linked to diabetes. One of the big things about these pharmaceuticals that the drug companies don't talk about, doctors don't even know, and of course the hoax media doesn't talk about, is that many of these drugs actually cause other diseases. For example, it's not just statin drugs that can cause diabetes. It's also psychiatric drugs that can cause diabetes. So let's say you go in and you get on a psychiatric drug because you feel depressed, but your blood sugar is normal and fine. Well, after a few months on a psychiatric drug, an antidepressant, you may then start to have blood sugar dysregulation, and you could get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So then they put you on a diabetes drug. Then you start to have liver dysfunction. So then they put you on a liver drug. This is how it works, Alex. This is called repeat business.
No, it's like crack dealers giving you some free crack. It all causes chain reactions, and they know this full well. They knew that Prozac-type drugs were increasing suicide when they got it approved. And it took us decades to get it on the stinking insert.
Well, yeah, and look at what vaccines cause as well. Vaccines promote liver dysfunction and kidney disorders. So if you own a dialysis clinic, and they're growing all across the country, people got to go in and get their dialysis done, then of course you're going to promote vaccines because that's going to give you more dialysis business. The whole thing is a hoax, Alex. They know that vaccines and pharmaceuticals and GMOs, these are all business creators for sick people, for all the profits that are built on the suffering and the deaths of innocent people who, you know, they should be given a chance at a healthy life, but instead they're being pumped full of chemicals and DNA-damaging components and foods and medicines. Everybody is being victimized in America. If you eat GMOs, if you take pharmaceuticals, you are allowing yourself to be victimized by the system.
You're getting on an express train to Hades. Mike Adams, great job. Look forward to speaking to you soon. We'll be right back. He'll be co-hosting the show next Friday. Stay with us.
Thank you, Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are now into hour number three. We're going to show you a video and some audio coming up in about 25 minutes of Newt Gingrich, when investigative journalist, filmmaker Luke Radowski brings up Bohemian Grove, that been cut over the video of Gingrich denying it are news articles about Gingrich being there with the gay porn stars. I'm not kidding. I'm talking New York Post articles. And the fact that there's rituals going on there and video of it all while Gingrich is there denying it. And that article is up at InfoWars.com. So that's coming up here in about 25 minutes. I do have a lot of other news I want to hit on, but first let's go back to your calls. Those of you that have been patiently holding, we'll go to Josh and others here in a moment. But first let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, not the main reason I called, but I just wanted to give you a couple of name suggestions for the so-called media of this country that claims to be the media.
But yeah, we should have a contest for that. I mean, we know we've got prostitute traders, mainstream whores, global zombie controllers. What's your idea?
Right. Three different choices from my point of view. One would be the lying propaganda media. Another would be the propaganda prostitute media.
The mind control media, the mind control prostitute media, yeah.
Yes, mind control media is very good also. Propaganda media, just two words to cover such a large thing as this spread out media in our country.
I like Decepticon media. I mean, even though that's like, supposedly an evil robot, but they are Decepticon artists. They're like Decepticon media.
That's right.
Really, enemy broadcasting system?
That would be great.
Tokyo Rose? I mean, I'm...
Sure. Maybe you could just pick one for each day of the week.
Exactly. Wolf Media, Sheeple Control System. Any other ideas?
Absolutely. I ran out of my three, Alex. You took it from there, and I think you came up with some more mind-catching ones, so to speak.
No, yours were great. Matrix Controllers? Artist media, control freak media, scammer media, snake media, viper media, demon media, new world order media, globalist whore media, prostitute, sellout media. I mean, there's so many names, there's not enough of them for them, though.
Well, you win the contest, Alex.
I'm serious. I don't know how to describe them. Scumbag criminal media, fraudster media, hijacker media. Banker-controlled media, crime syndicate media. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Josh in Seattle, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I just came out of the Army like 2 years ago, and I've been a security guard ever since. I have two things for you, some information what's going on in April in Seattle. First thing is like about like a week ago, they found like a bomb inside the Chase Bank over here in Othello Park.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, because you go on ComoNews.com, you'll see it. All you got to do is like search it up there. And they never released a video of the suspect or anything. They just released the pictures of the guy. The guy has a mask on, everything else. And like a week after that, the TSA started flooding the tunnel system here in Seattle. And another thing is that my...
Let me stop you. I am aware of this, and... Our government has been caught. It's not even our government. We got to stop calling it that. The criminal hijacker group posing as our government, the pretender government, the criminal government, the Fast and Furious crime syndicate, drug dealer government, the mafia government. It just never ends. They have been caught attacking their own embassies with small bombs and fake bombs. Things like that over and over again as a pretext. But now the TSA is stomping around in your town?
Yep. They're all over the flooding, the tunnel system. You see them walk around downtown every day. And I seen one that was armed with an automatic also. And yep. Another thing is that my security boss has tasked me to do a dignitary security in April. And it's with Rex Tillerson and David Rockefeller coming here for a three-day conference. And I've been trying to get more information from my boss. The only thing he told me was that he kind of feels like it's something like the Bilderberg Group coming or something like that.
Yeah, and Rex Tillerson is the head of ExxonMobil.
Yeah, and he's coming to Seattle for a three-day conference in April.
When is his lordship coming?
My boss would not give me the specific dates because it's top secret.
Those are just some CEOs and old bankers. They don't have any power. Yeah, they do have Bilderberg steering group meetings, and that's what it sounds like. where they'll only have like 25 of the top people. They meet 5 or 6 times a year in different locales around the world, and that's what it probably sounds like.
Yeah, and I got tasked to do the security for the people that when they come to town in April. So I'll just give you some little information about that. Also, with Occupy Seattle, I've been trying. I got these little business cards made out. It has like Infowars.com on the front. It has like a little Star Wars thing on the back on the front with Infowars.com, and then on the back it has all the links where people can go on there and everything. It's
no, they're devastatingly powerful. In fact, I intend to come out with inexpensive at cost stencils where you can just spray paint it on your shirt or your own barn, your own property, and some big stencils for spray painting legal and lawful areas. And we're going to sell at cost big giant boxes of Infowars.com cards with a bunch of links and facts on the back. That is one of the most effective things you can do, and it's so inexpensive. People say, well, I'll just print my own cards. Good, do it. Don't wait for us to come out with it. You know, do it yourself or start your own website and have your own info and give it out to people. Just whatever you do, do it now because our future destiny is being decided here in the next few years. Thank you so much. Great job. Free Rider in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Doing all right, my friend.
First off, I know that a lot of people that get on the air with you do this, but I especially need to do it because what you're doing is a godsend to wake up the people that are out there that have been asleep for many years. I don't think that people really realize the extent of the danger that you put yourself in by broadcasting this information every day. And you, sir, are a patriot. And we need more people like you that are willing to go out on the limb with a saw and cut and say, I'm here. If you're going to come and take me.
Well, we do, but I've gone over this a lot and I appreciate your kind words. I've counted the cost and looked at what we're facing. And if I just turn tail and run or go along with the system they're setting up is so nightmarish. There's nowhere to run or go. It's an anti-human, anti-family system, and the people running it are so pathetic. Somebody's got to call their bluff, and the system hasn't killed me. There's a great video by a black Ron Paul supporter, black American. I forget his name, but I want to get him on the show. I've seen a lot of his videos. He's got hundreds of thousands of viewers, and he drives around his car talking about Ron Paul, and he's saying people are talking about assassination of Ron Paul, which his brother's worried about and others, and he says, too late. He said, look at Martin Luther King, only made him bigger. Look at what happened to Jesus. You're not going to stop an idea that way, and the system knows it. Now, sometimes they still do it, though, just because they're nasty. But, I mean, I'm going to drive home today, and that's the number one most dangerous thing I do. I still do it. I put my kids in the car. Totally dangerous. Cars are the most dangerous thing out there in this country, in this world, because I want to go places. I put my little sweeties in the car, and I try to drive safe knowing that. But, I mean, I'm going to take the risk, because the risk of not acting is much greater. And, you know, I've had a lot of life and death experiences in my life. I had a lot of wild stuff happen to me as a child and as a teenager. And I think all of those things were so I would be fearless later in life. And I realize life is so short. I'm going to be an old man if I'm blessed to become old, wheezing and dying someday. And it's going to seem like 5 minutes from now. You know, life just speeds by. And so I'm just turning loose and saying, you know what, if they kill me, whatever. That's just the way it is. I mean, quite frankly, I'm less worried about being killed than being locked in some dungeon for 30 years. Now that, but you know what? I've got a beautiful mind. We've all got beautiful minds. That's not even really a prison. I feel sorry for those that would do that. But I hear what you're saying. I appreciate your kind words. What do you think about diversions like Stephen Colbert to distract from Ron Paul is mulling a run in South Carolina to basically try to make this thing a bigger joke than it already is? He wants to be up there with all the other joke candidates against the one real candidate, Ron Paul. He just dropped off. I wanted to get his take on it. I appreciate your kind words, sir. But, I mean, once you give up on the fear, which and just realize this is the only course, you wonder how could you never have stood up against these people before? I mean, it's just when you realize the people that run the government run giant child kidnapping rings, and it comes out in Congress, and it comes out in the Chicago Tribune, and it comes out in the BBC, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, I got New York Daily News articles where CPS went public and said, we're told to take healthy black kids, and then they're taken to facilities and given drugs and pesticides till they die, like rats. And then they fire the CPS people and say, oh, we'll investigate, nothing happens. Okay, the people running things murder children cold-bloodedly with them strapped down. What I'm saying is I'm not doing something that is heroic. I'm not doing something, because if we call it heroic, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I understand in this world telling the truth is a revolutionary act in a world of universal deceit. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, when we see just doing the bare minimum as amazing and stoic and brave, that kind of then makes other people think, well, thank God Alex is out there. You know, he'll take the risk. Folks, I'm here to get you to be the leaders you are. I'm here to get you moving against the globalist, because I know you're there and I've seen what you've done. And the globalists, they're not scared of Alex Jones. They're scared of you. They're not scared of Ron Paul. They're scared of us. They're scared of all of us waking up. That's why they're getting ready to start big wars to try to have a game changer. We're about 8-9 minutes away, or 10 minutes away or so, from Luke Radowski joining us. And then after he leaves us, I'm going to blitz through about 20 or 30 stories I haven't gotten to yet. But right now, let's continue with your calls. David in Florida, welcome, sir.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, I got a couple things. One is, you're like in the Lord of the Rings or something, and you're one of the fellowship carrying, and you know, you feel the evil, and the rest of us kind of, you know, are like armchair people or something. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Plus, I saw you on Opie and Anthony, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but on the 6th, when he had that program about Ventura, I made a comment out of 15 comments, and I said, I challenge you to have Alex on and question him about that. And all of a sudden last night, I see that you were on there, and I was hoping you'd be just a little bit harder, because they make fun of Ventura and you when you're not on there.
Well, I want to be clear. I was on there at like 7 in the morning a few days ago, and after I was on, I thought, man, I should have talked about that guy calling the Iraqi savages. I should have done this and that. But I ended up working late that night, and so I usually get up about 5:30, but I got up that day at about 6:30, made coffee, was barely awake when they called, where I called into their number. They asked me to call about 5 minutes before, and then I didn't know that guy was going to be on there. They kept going psh, psh, where they were like putting me on and off the air, so I never even went and watched the audio of what happened. I don't even know if they edited me or were fading me up and down. I mean, I know I've been on there before, and they, play stuff in the background and stuff. I was just trying to be even, with the information. But I was clearly in defense of Ventura, right? I mean, I made the points that I believed his story and didn't think that guy was credible. I'm asking you. I haven't seen the interview. I haven't heard the interview. I mean, so be critical of me. Did it look like it was edited?
No. You did very good, and you defeated every one of their arguments. But I mean, they're some sneaky characters, and they called him a douche, and they were kind of making fun of you and stuff, which I just.
With people like that, when there's three hosts and they are in control of the phone line, if you don't act a little friendly, they won't even let you talk. And so and that's why half awake, I was just going to be friendly, but make my points, because those type of guys, I mean, look, it's an entertainment show. It reaches a lot of people. And I know they make fun of me, but it doesn't matter, because people are going to go find the truth And so I don't mind being made fun of. And I was just there to basically defend Ventura. That guy doesn't even know he's hooked in with Richard Pearl. And you notice he kept saying, I want to meet with Ventura. I want to fix this. And I've talked to Jesse. I believe Jesse. And Jesse is going to go after him. I'm just going to leave it at that. And so we'll see what ends up happening.
I also, double speak news is my suggestion. But Alex, you did great, and I really love you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Let me ask this question, because they spin everything. I said Kyle sounded scripted, and the way somebody called in sounded like a way to get that going. I wasn't saying Opie and Anthony were in on it, to be clear. But when I was on as a talk show host, I just kept hearing the on and off button for me being put on and off as a caller a whole bunch. And at one time I said, hey, are you guys, am I on air? And they say, oh, we're censoring you. The government is. Did it sound like I was getting my sentences out when you heard me on there?
They were cutting you in and out and making comments and stuff at the, like towards the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My son came home and he's like, let me listen to that. Those dirty rants, you know, he was calling.
Well, here's my concern, because I talked to Ventura and Tyrell a few days ago and I said, hey, you might want to hear that interview. But I said, just know at the end, they said, you believe Kyle now. You believe Jesse's lying now. And then I would say, no, I believe Jesse, and I'd hear psh, 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 like they were putting me on and off. So I don't know what they were. I meant to go listen to it. I got too busy. But the point is that when they asked that at the end of, you know, you don't believe Ventura, do you? Did they let me get it out that I do believe Ventura?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. They better. I won't put up with somebody doing that.
We all believe him. I mean, that guy looks like he's almost mind controlled. I hate to say that, but.
You know, it's funny you'd say that. Once I was on with Kyle, he sounded childlike. I mean, didn't he sound like a little child?
Yeah, he wasn't so aggressive. He was like a lot more aggressive when he was on with them, and then all of a sudden he's like, when you got on there, he was like a total, like, you know.
Well, see, that's my problem too. When people aren't aggressive with me, I have trouble being aggressive with them. But when somebody's aggressive, then I get aggressive. That's just how I am. But I appreciate your call. We'll be back with Luke Radowski in the Newt Gingrich confrontation.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
I got the blues.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
It's Jimmy Vaughn.
I got the blues about my freedom.
No shackles on me, acoustic.
Got the blues about tyranny.
He's played that in studio for us before. I gotta twist his arm and get Jimmy in here. Great guy, Austinite. By the way, a pretty big musician, about as big as it gets, was gonna come to town a few months ago. Wanted to come to town to visit a friend of mine. And then some stuff came up and couldn't come to town. And in the next few weeks, he's probably going to come to town. So we should have a pretty interesting fellow here with us in studio. I'm just going to leave it at that. I mean, they say it's going to happen. They got the plane tickets. They're coming here. But it's still, you got to pinch yourself. Life is so much more interesting than fiction could ever, ever be. Okay, coming up after Luke Radowski of We Are Change leaves us here in about 15 minutes or so, I want to hit some news. UN soldiers brought deadly superbugs to Americas. And Harvard Medical School and others have found this. Now, this is what the Haitians said with the UN troops. They said, we didn't have cholera on this island. We didn't have all these other things. Now they're here. And they said the UN's doing it on purpose. But now there's a big report on that. And also another one here out of RT. U.S. builds hospitals in Georgia, readies for war with Iran. And it goes on that the U.S. government admits they're building these hospitals ahead of the war. So very, very bizarre developments. I mean, I guess it's not bizarre. It's happening, but it's still crazy that the world is hurtling towards this. Now, this next piece of news is up at Infowars.com. You can also go to Luke's Facebook and Twitter. We'll give you those in a moment. But it's an article up there where Newt Gingrich caught lying about Bohemian Grove. Kurt Nemo wrote a story on it at Infowars.com that has the video. Now, if you're a radio listener, this is powerful audio. But the video really makes it powerful because when he's having it brought up to him that gay prostitutes are there, we show the New York Post and other publications, Luke does, where it says the gay porn stars get off the jets and go in. And Vanity Fair's reported this, People Magazine, all of them. I've been inside and been chased around like it was Pepe Le Pew when I snuck in for 4.5 hours with Mike Hansen. He's a witness as well. First time in my life I've had men whistling at me. And then I would kind of hurry away and they would giggle and laugh and begin like goblins running after me. And there's a clip of Richard Nixon here talking about it as well to Harper's Magazine. He's on Bohemian Grove, the most GD, thing bleeping you could ever imagine. I mean, we're going to have to bleep it out, but it's the whole video is at Infowars.com. But the point is that Newt says, you're crazy, you're insane. Kind of like a few months ago, hey, the U.S. and Israel are attacking Iran inside with covert operations. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory, you're crazy. Hey, Newt, you supported Hillary. I mean, not Hillary Care, but other models of it. Oh, you're crazy. You supported carbon taxes. Oh, you're crazy. Hey, Mitt Romney, you supported carbon taxes. Oh, you're crazy. Again, they just say, you're crazy. They don't respond to, hey, you're a member of Bohemian Grove. Here, we show their own annals, their own publications. In fact, they have shots of the annal I was sent by a widower of him there, of him a key speaker. We'll play this video and audio and then get Luke Radowski, who did the interviews, take on it. Here it is. There's Newt Gingrich. There's Luke.
Taking pictures now.
Stands in line, gets a photo with him first.
I know you consider yourself a Catholic, but what happens when you worship Moloch at the Bohemian Grove?
And then the footage from Infowars.com. Eye shot of the ritual taking place.
New York Post says that male prostitutes are shipped in into the Bohemian Grove.
Shows the New York Post, gay porn star service moguls, Bohemian Grove. And look whose name is on the list.
Can you tell us what happens there?
You actually believe all this junk?
Bill Clinton said that Republicans run around naked in the woods there.
Did you say the Bohemian Club?
Yeah.
That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? I've never been to the Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
And you don't want to know what Richard Nixon said about the place.
The Bohemian Grove that I attend, one time, the others have come there, but it is the most famous goddamn thing you will ever imagine. It's just terror. I mean, I can't answer anybody's questions.
That's the place you attended. It's a secret society. Can you tell us at least who invited you?
You know, it's nice to know that there's some people who have fantasy lives that have nothing to touch with.
Nice
to have you here. Bye-bye.
You can't answer the question? You can't? Can you answer the question?
See you later.
All right, and again, for radio and TV listeners, we had to fade down the whole Nixon thing because it's got a bunch of GDs and... I'm calling him the pejorative for homosexuals and all the rest of it. But the full video is at Infowars.com. They say they faded it down. I heard it in my ear, but I told the network to delay it. Sorry if that went out, but it was no FCC stuff. It was just, GDs and this and that. Again, that's Nixon talking about it. And of course, that's a great video, Luke, but I would have also added a little bit of the David Gergen, but that might have made it too long. But for radio listeners, you miss the facial expressions of Newt. I mean, he looks like a little devil right there. But break this down for us, Luke, and some of the other stuff you've been seeing in Iowa and New Hampshire and the work you're doing. And also give us your Facebook and Twitter pages.
I just want to encourage everybody out there to be the media, because the mainstream media, the whole response to the prostitutes have been failing us. I think that's why we're in so much trouble right now, because the fourth branch of our government has not been doing the job with checks and balances. And I just want to tell everybody, this is so easy. I mean, I got into New Hampshire, and I was 2 hours into the Newt Gingrich event. I just walked in. It was already over. He was still shaking hands. Nobody questioned us. We walked in, stood in line, shook his hand, and asked the question. But, you know, and I was only in New Hampshire for about 48 hours, and then I got Rick Santorum, I got Mitt Romney, I got comments from Ron Paul, Rand Paul. It's really the time right now for everybody to grasp the true authority and the true power that they have to actually change the face of politics and mainstream conversation in this political presidential elections this year by going out there and actually talking to the candidates about things that the mainstream media wouldn't even dare to bring up, because if nobody's going to talk about these things, it's up to people to actually bring this up. And I just want to encourage everybody, just get out there. I know many people are afraid that something may happen, but nothing's going to happen if you go out there and you ask questions and you demand answers from people who want to be the leader of the United States, who want to be president.
Well, Luke, I love your correspondent comment. That's a good name for them, with the prostitutes, the globalist mouthpieces. My dad called up on the cell phone during a break and said, you know, New World Order mouthpiece media, or mouthpiece media. But for radio listeners, describe, who couldn't see the video, describe the interaction and the way Newt was acting. And then all he says is, you're crazy. I mean, and it's on record. He goes there. All this goes on. And this isn't 20 years ago where there was no internet, and he can just sit there and shovel bull at you.
Yeah, they think they could lie, but right now with the internet, the truth has more power than anything else out there. This is actually not the first time I actually got Newt Gingrich on Bohemian Grove. I talked to him at CPAC last year. I brought up the Bohemian Grove three times, and he just walked away like he didn't even hear me. This time was pretty interesting. He was taking pictures and shaking hands, so I just decided to wait in line. Anybody could do this. You know, I got a nice snapshot photo with him, and then I just asked him a question. You know, if he really considers himself a Catholic, if he really considers himself an honest man, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the secret societies that you're involved in and all the occult, crazy rituals that go down at the Bohemian Grove. And it's just absurd to see, to face him down. You could see in his face, he looked guilty. He looked like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. His face just says it all, his facial expressions. And I was just laughing because he just by looking at his face, we just had this awkward stare down for a couple of moments that you don't see because of the cut-up video, where we were just staring at each other, and he didn't know what to say because he can see it.
You can see he pauses and tries to stare you down and does his little vampire grin.
He does his little vampire grin. Sadly, security grabbed me and pushed me from the event, just like other events. At the Mitt Romney event, same thing. Security went after me.
Yeah, by the way, you can tell when you ask a real question, because when you show the Bill Clinton clip, another fellow, you know, got up and asked that question years ago, and they start manhandling him to drag him out like, oh, my gosh, you brought up Bohemian Grove. Clinton goes, oh, yeah, I know about that. And the security acts like it's bad when they hear that word. It's like, don't ask real questions. This isn't America. How dare you ask a real question, citizen? You're here to lick our boots.
Exactly. And this happens so many times. Whenever you raise a question that the mainstream media doesn't ask, or isn't on their press release, or isn't regurgitated like the mainstream media regurgitates when they're asked by the campaign to talk about these points, to set the dialogue, to set the mind of the American people, people get shocked, people get surprised, and the only way they could handle it, you know, automatically they're fearful of the truth, and you could see that because they grab you, they target you, they watch you. Even at the Romney event, you see the security guards, you see Romney's security talking about me, saying, you know, let us know what to do about him, kicking me out of an event just for asking a question. I'm not rude, I'm not cursing, I'm simply bringing up points that I think are important for the people, because I have no corporate sponsors. I'm paid for and by the people, that's it. And I'm here to do the bidding of the people, not the mega multinational corporations that run and control the mainstream media, along with the government who have, and the CIA with Operation Mockingbird. I mean, it's long been admitted that intelligence agencies have had major control over our mainstream media, even in congressional meetings in the 60s that came out a long time ago. So this is nothing new. We need to be aware of this, but we also need to be aware of the power within ourselves to actually change this and actually bring real issues to the surface of this whole presidential debate by going out there, asking questions, demanding answers, standing our ground, and being the true voice of the people.
Well, that's right, Luke. And while you're talking, we're showing some of that Mitt Romney footage in the background. We're going to play some audio of you there talking to him. But the idea that it's so evil in a book signing or whatever to walk up and talk to a god and to pull the curtain back and show they're just a person and to actually get off the corporate propaganda script, the talking point, and to actually ask a real question, they are scared to death of it because they're paper tigers. Let's play a clip of this Mitt Romney situation where Luke asked him some questions. Here it is.
Important to have the Fed as an independent agency. I do not think you want to have the Congress of the United States trying to pull strings at the Fed.
Speak about the bailout. Let's give it to Goldman Sachs.
Good to see
people
you.
Who support
you.
Actually, they were the biggest supporters of President Obama, weren't they?
Man,
you guys are both bought out because you're both flip floppers,
and you're both supported by the big banks.
Thank you.
Everyone's entitled their opinion.
Mitt Romney stealing all of Barack Obama's big dollar Wall Street donors.
A good chunk of his funds came from his buddies on Wall Street, like Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and Bank of America.
To get that kind of money, you've got to cozy up as an incumbent to all of the special interest groups who can go out and raise money for you from their members. That kind of relationship has an influence on the way you're going to vote.
Fox News. Yeah. My name is Bilderberg. Yes, I do.
Hit pause.
All right. Well, you'll need to show it next time.
Hit pause. That sycophantic minion, we're going to play more in a minute, that comes over, they always have this same little gleam in their eye, like, I'm a minion of a pile of steaming vomit. I'm a minion of the system. And, like, they're supposed to intimidate you, and they're always wimps, but they try to get their eyes all, you know, crazy at you. Like, you're asking questions. I got one that can see. I mean, it's just pathetic, Luke.
Yeah, little tough guys trying to get my information so they won't allow me into another Mitt Romney event. That's exactly what the guy was trying to do. And I told him, you know, he was trying to find out my name, where I'm from. I just told him my name is Bill DeBerg, and I'm from Fox News. And I told him to look that up, and he asked to see my credentials.
And most people would literally begin to wet themselves, literally, and would grovel, and then that would make the attack dog freak out more. It's where when you act guilty, then security guards would have run over, and you may not even have made it out of there. I mean, because you've been through this many times, so have I, Luke. I mean, but just laughing at him, he didn't know what to do. Then the little power look went away, and he kind of just shook and groveled off. Let's play some more of the clip from that point. Here it is. And stupid YouTube, when you play it right off of YouTube, sometimes it just starts and stops. You just back it up 1 second, it'll play again from that point.
Yes, I do.
All right, can I see it?
No.
All right. Well, you'll need to show it next time.
All right.
Look how powerful he is. He has an earpiece. Kind of makes me ashamed to even have an earpiece right now on my shelf. So the headphones. All right, let's go back to Luke. Hey, look right here, folks. Look. I'm powerful. I have one. If I show this to him, he'd probably bow down. I'm like, look, trendy. I have this. Like, I have an earpiece. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I'm a Secret Service agent. I'm a wannabe. And, of course, you see in movies, they have the Secret Service, these all-powerful men in black, totally ninja-like, like Agent Smith in the Matrix, but in truth at Bilderberg and stuff, it'll just be some guy in a goofy suit trying to act tough, talking into their sleeve, but the sleeve mic isn't working, so they're like, they're just people like everybody else, ladies and gentlemen, and most people that run around with their noses sniffing for the biggest globalist rump that they can sniff at, I mean, they're not very good quality people. I mean, the enemy is a bunch of scum. Or a bunch of dumbed-down idiots that we can hopefully wake up out of their slumber. Luke Radowski comments on that.
I mean, the best thing to do is not to have fear, not to have fear of being who you are and talking your mind and just going out there, being confident, having a way with words. I want to encourage everybody to go out there and do this, especially during this electoral campaign. I'm going to start making video tutorials about how to actually be a journalist, how to actually get to the places. I mean, all you have to do is just have a little street smarts to know where they're going, where they're coming from, being confident, being fly, you know, being dressed well sometimes too, and being able to do something. Many people are not willing to do this because they're afraid of failing, but I just want to tell people out there, you fail by not trying. You fail by not doing. You may get knocked down. You may not do right sometimes. You may fail sometimes, but it's about how many times you could get up. I failed so many times, but I'm willing to do it again and again so I could learn from my mistakes. And I learned a lot. I want to show that. I want to share that knowledge with everybody on We Are Change. We're going to be making a lot more videos confronting politicians, bringing up the real issues, and also educating the people on what they're being misinformed on. So just stay on youtube.com/ We Are Change to get more information. Again, we're not supported by anybody. We got many plans. We want to travel the country, confront these guys, and we can only do that with your help. So
absolutely. People should go to youtube.com/ We Are Change. But where else can people visit your sites and find out about the real We Are Change? Because there is some fake COINTELPRO out there. But your examples led to hundreds of great groups across the country.
We're working on a new website right now, but our old website is wearechange.org. I talk to a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook and actually take questions from the people about what should I question Romney and Gingrich and Santorum.
Yeah, give us your Facebook.
Just go to facebook.com/ Luke wearechange. Get me up on there. I want to communicate with you. And I also need places to crash whenever I do travel.
Yeah, folks got to help Luke. Get there and help him. All right, I'm sorry to all the callers. I got the most of you, but folks that are on hold, call me back tomorrow. We'll write your name down. You go to the head of the line, Tommy, Erica, Michelle, Marcello, and others. I want to talk to you, but we're just out of time here. And I got a few other final news articles I need to hit here. I meant to hit a bunch of them. But, Luke, again, you 4 or 5 years ago start We Are Change. Hundreds of groups pop up. Just the idea of exposing 9/11 as an inside job, the carbon taxes, the globalists. Really out of the fact that New York 9/11 Truth didn't want to connect the dots and talk about the New World Order. They wanted to make it all about Bush. Now, here you are, college graduate, whatever, have worked in some national TV and things. Now you're going on the road and you're telling folks you're going to go everywhere, confront people, ask real questions, but you do need a support network so folks can donate there on your Facebook or Twitter. And they can also, you can hook up with other activists around the country to help you as you go, travel around asking real questions. Again, give us the Twitter and Facebook one more time.
Just go to facebook.com/ Luke, We Are Change. And the best way you can help us is by getting involved and confronting these politicians, confronting these criminals, and getting out there and actually doing the good work.
Well, great job, Luke. And I really look forward to seeing all the other great videos. We only covered a few of them there. There's hundreds of them. You're so prolific. Great job with you and the folks you work with. God bless.
God bless you too, brother, for all the great work you have done.
You bet. All right. I love that Newt Gingrich video. Okay. Wow. I got to a lot of it. I meant to cover this more. I got into the whole manufactured doomsday story out of the New York Times where the government's ordering the groups they fund to create weaponized strains of everything to just create absolute airborne havoc. But telling us, that we've got to give our rights up or Al-Qaeda will get us when they're done taking over Libya for them. 12 infected with new swine flu strain. The days of medical mask in airports, widespread panic may be coming back. That's because at least 12 humans are believed to have been infected with a new strain of swine flu that's not covered by the season's vaccine. But it turns out this thing isn't even that serious. They just want to hype, oh, there's a new thing. The public's woken up to us and is at record levels not taking the shot. Oh, my gosh, it's not covered by the new flu shot. What does that mean? I mean, after you get something, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the seasonal flu shot never covers whatever the new flu is. It's a total hoax. But they play on people's medical ignorance. The new swine flu strain, H3N2V, oh, scary, has shown at least some potential for human-to-human transmission. Oh, my gosh, there's a flu that humans can get? Meanwhile, the government's making flus that kill 90%+ of the people, but that's not a problem, which makes it especially dangerous. And it goes between 09 and 010, more than 17,000 people died worldwide from the highly contagious H1N1 flu strain. Of course, it also came out that most of those were people that had already were on dialysis, had cancer, had health problems, and then they died of the flu because they were already on death's doorstep. But go ahead and take the shots. Here's another one. Children dumped in streets by Greek parents who can't afford to look after them anymore. And because every dime must be given to the government and the orphanages are full, they're now just saying, let them rot in the street. But of course, here if you're poor, they take your children for dirty dishes. But then when they rot in the street or the government grabs them for medical experiments, it's loving. Just a total criminal enterprise. And, of course, most of the Greek debt is not their debt. It's all their government signing on to Goldman Sachs' Ponzi scheme because all their heads of state are all Goldman Sachs alumni. Children are being abandoned by Greece's streets by their poverty-stricken families who cannot afford to look after them anymore. youngsters, you know, you go to the third world, Latin America, there's just everywhere, just kids everywhere, just homeless. Youngsters are being dumped by their parents who are struggling to make ends meet in what is fast becoming the most tragic human consequence of the Euro crisis. And it shows a little boy here with his ribs sticking out, playing a drum, trying to get donations. It comes as pharmacists revealed the country has run out of aspirin. Oh, man, I tell you, New World Order, it'll destroy your whole society overnight. It's a curse. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock Central.